Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Worked his little tail off yesterday. We'll play you some of that audio. This is amazing. I love this. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Basketball Ben, as it were. Vacation Ben is here. Basketball Ben. All my favorite Bens are in
not
the house.
Not your favorite Bens.
No, I don't mind them. It makes for good material. You know, Basketball Ben and Vacation Ben is elite.
Hey, it's good game elite. Last night. We were just watching the call of the Knicks' final, their radio call, and Monica McNutt, who's their analyst, not saying anything, but they had a video camera on her just reacting like, oh my God.
It was so good.
Mean, what an incredible, chaotic ending to the Sixers-Knicks game as New York took a 2-0 series lead. A home team has won every single game so far in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's not necessarily great for... You know, extending series, you know, big 7-game series. But, I guess if the home team continues to win, that will,
yeah, it will
end up with a 7-game series
that's
every time.
That's exactly right. It's great to be here with you guys talking about the Padres victory last night. We'll do a little reset here before we get back into Padres baseball. But you've heard us play the voice guy many, many times. He is responsible for some really good moments on this program, like the Eno Saris intro.
Eno Harris.
Saris. Son of a bitch. He's got those big, deep, deep pipes.
I call him the voice of God.
Yeah, the voice of God.
The voice of God to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and so when we have production that we need to get done sometimes, we just send it over to him, and he does it and sends it back to Paulie. Then Paulie has to piece it all together.
He does a lot of our opens, but he does the whole station.
Yeah.
Whether it's a legal ID, a game promo for the Padres.
He had an incredibly difficult time yesterday with one of our hosts, and her name is Annie Heilbrunn.
Yes. So we have the Thursday 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable.
Yes, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza.
Just perfect pairing.
The right last there. Honest pizza.
Pizza, right? True.
Yeah, I got to start working on my liners because you're going to be gone, and I'm not really good at mechanics, so I need to start practicing.
Good.
So,
yeah, help out. Annie's actually going to be hosting.
She is going to be hosting.
The Roundtable on Thursday. She will do a great job. I have no doubt about it.
No question. Yes.
Better job than the voice of God did, though.
So Annie hosting is what prompted a little bit of work yesterday. About a month ago, I made an open for the Roundtable, but in the open, it says, you know, alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Annie Heilbrunn, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Chris Sello, here's your host, Ben Higgins. Well, Ben's not going to be here this week, so rather than playing that one, Annie is going to be hosting, so we needed a new open.
No, that's going the extra mile.
It is.
I mean, I think most stations would just play the normal open.
And then go,
hey, Ben's not here, I'm Annie filling in
for
Ben.
Yep.
And no one would really care, but you're going the extra mile.
Annie and Elston and Gwynn and Chris, here's your host, Ben Higgins.
Loves it. He gets such a charge.
Look at him.
Yeah, he does.
He loves it. So we sent over the script to the voice guy and just said it's basically the exact same thing, except here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. And
now, did you eliminate Ben? Because he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn Jr.?
He's on there.
He's not going to be at the Roundtable Thursday.
I'll tell you, I think it's in there. I don't know if it's in there or not.
Let's check it out.
We sent over two quick lines. It should have been a 30-second MP3 file in return. It was about 4 minutes long. And I go, what the hell?
What did you send, man?
Now, if you're a longtime Tier 1, we've played outtakes from the voice guy, the voice of God, before. He's a bit master.
He is a bit
loves to do bits.
And he loves to share them. Remember, he could have simply edited this all out himself and just sent what he was supposed to send to you.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is the raw audio from the voice of God yesterday trying to say Annie's name.
Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Hello, and Sam Levitt, here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
Heilbrin. Yeah, what am I saying?
It is phonetically spelled out on the script.
Yeah.
Heilbrin. Can't figure it out.
Can't do it.
Jesus. How you doing?
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
Gotta start over. I'll do it one more time.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
Nope.
No.
Still not it. No.
Brun. Annie Heilbrin. Me. Jesus. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
Getting closer.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
I feel like I'm in an insane asylum right now.
It's that time, Friar Faithful. Time to discuss everything going on with the Padres.
We finally got
it. We gathered the entire 97.3 The Fan crew together to bring you the most in-depth discussion on the Friars in our weekly Padres Roundtable. Presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Ello, and Sam Levitt. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Jesus. Here's your host. What the hell? I got a truck backing up. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin. Here's your host,
oh my God.
Annie Heilbrin.
He's in the chamber.
That was not bad.
That was good. He is in the chamber. Firmly. Firmly implanted.
Dude, that was...
In the chamber of torture.
Over 2 minutes of him not being able to figure it out. I go, what the hell is going on?
He's amazing.
If I'm Annie, that's my e-Christmas card this year. Yeah.
No question about it. No question. That would be in
our... Heilbrin. Heilbrin.
I like when he gets mad doing? And he goes, F me! Brilliant.
Annie Heilbrin. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrin.
Still can't figure it out.
I can't get it. Now, you gotta send that to Braden and them so they can use it in their show.
I don't need to send it to anybody because Annie's on the line right now.
Annie's on the line.
She texted me. She's like, yes. I am dying right now. Hi, Annie Heilbrin.
No, it's Hanny.
Annie Heilbrin.
Hello.
Hi.
Friends, I never want to hear my last name come out of this man's lips ever again. Okay, let's just stop it at Annie.
Annie,
here's your host, Annie, and that's it. Annie. No, nothing after that.
You'll be like Prince, just one name, just Annie from here on out.
I think that's...
It's so good. Yeah, it kind of freaks you out. It kind of freaks you out, right? To hear that over and over. Now you don't even know how to pronounce your last
name.
Now
I'm totally lost. It was Heilbrin. I'm lost.
He said Heilbrin about 100 times. I'm like, bro, you're not close. It's right there. It's a U. It's not an E. It's a U.
Here's your host, Annie
Heilbrin.
Annie.
Here's your host, Annie.
Just cut it. Cut it right there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you nervous about hosting?
I'll just say it on my own. Is the guy that has done it for our show too? Because got it right for he's just enjoying this way too much.
He was having a day, I think. Annie, are you excited to host on Thursday?
I'm excited, but not. I'm also kind of. I feel like it's like a train wreck almost waiting to happen because Ben is really good at it, and Ben is like sneaky good at it. He makes it seem like it's not hard, and I know how hard that sort of thing is. So, yeah, it should be interesting, Woods. You know, we'll just let it be, I think.
Yeah, I'll help you too. I'll try to, like, you know, talk a lot and
no, he won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, he won't.
I'm way into the round table. You have to give me credit. I've been very engaged in the round tables. Very.
Here's my. Just
oh, here we go.
Two cents.
Ben's.
No.
I'll take advice.
Yeah.
Chris Ello is paying attention, even though he doesn't look like he is.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. Woods is already tired after 4 hours of radio in the morning. That is done. If you really need someone to talk a lot, Craig is great for that, as you probably already know. He'll get you through a minute or two.
Craig and Sammy will slay it.
And Sammy's always terrific. And then I don't think you don't have Tony. Tony's been my crutch a little bit.
Tony is the crutch. He's the only one that has any experience doing what we're talking about.
But yeah. I feel like sometimes I go to him too much, so it actually might... It might be a little bit easier when you don't feel like, I just want to keep going back to Tony for every single baseball point I want to make. Well, Tony, what did you think about that?
Of course.
And I feel like I do that a little too often sometimes, but you'll do great. I have no doubt about it.
I do that too, Ben. Even when you're hosting, I'm like, well, I want to know what Tony thinks. So I completely understand. And it may be because Tony's not there, right? That's going to open it up, I guess, a little bit. But we love having everyone there. Can't wait for you to be back, Ben, for Tony to be back. Of course, Woods will be there in his polo.
Yes.
So
company man.
We're excited for that.
I'm excited.
Whenever he shows up in the company polo, I feel like we get the best Woods.
You do. It's truly me committed to my craft. While I'll be exhausted from hosting with Ben out and doing that. But I'm excited. I haven't been engaged in the roundtable. I have.
Also, guys,
have to be.
Watching that Rockies game yesterday, wasn't there at least however many innings, six or whatever, where you were like, this feels like a meaningless September game when you're just like, so I'm excited to see what the Rockies-Padres series gives us by Thursday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I asked Paulie this morning, made the point. He goes, well, you know why there were 13 people there last night? They were all at the Nuggets game. And I went, oh, yeah, they had a basketball game as well.
Or they were staying home to watch it on television.
Or they're staying home to watch it on television. Or
of
yeah,
course.
That's exactly right. You could hear literal conversations in the crowd. But, yeah, I mean, look, the Rockies played tough last night. I expect them to continue to play tough. They did not look like they fell apart by any stretch. It was a good win. We don't complain about wins on this show. And certainly some things to monitor, though, Annie. And I know you guys will talk about it in depth as well today on your show.
Absolutely. And a great, like you said, great tough game. And one that you'd rarely see at Coors Field, right? So it was good to see the Padres win that one. The end of the Nuggets game, too, was phenomenal.
Yep.
So, yeah. Good time in Denver.
If you're a Nuggets fan.
Good fine. Stuff.
If you're a Nuggets fan, right?
All right. Annie, thank you.
Yeah.
You've got
Sorry,
that audio
Ben.
Forever now, so you can keep that
Annie
and
Heilbrin.
Share that with family
Here's your
and
host,
friends.
Annie Heilbrin. 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 Here's your host,
it's right in front.
Annie Heilbrin.
He's still... It was unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Let's hear it from your lips, just the official pronunciation.
Annie Heilbrin.
Heilbrin.
Ooh.
Annie Heilbrin.
She said Heilbrin.
Like you're waving hi at someone. Heilbrin.
Heilbrun.
Heilbrun.
Okay, let's stop saying my name. I don't like it. It's just now starting to, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? That's something.
Maybe I should change. Ben went by Dan Stevens on the radio for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just our host, Annie. Thank you so much for calling
in. We'll hear from you at 10 o'clock
for
this
listening.
Morning. We'll see you then.
Hey. Appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
There she is. Annie.
I love just that.
Heilbrin. Heilbrin. How you doing?
Heilbrin.
How you doing?
It's incredible.
Dude, I was dying.
Annie, you got to weed through all that crap, dude. Oh, my Lord.
Just get it right. Send me the portion that's right. But then we'd miss out
but
on
But we'd miss out on that.
Fantastic
Do
goal.
Do you think he knows and he does it as a bit now?
Well, I don't think
how
he's...
How you doing?
I don't think he's making... The mistakes is a bit, but he's probably sending them to us now.
Because I used to imitate our buddy Foster's hillbilly voice on the air, and I'd be like, hey, nice putt, right?
Yeah.
And then he would call and leave voicemails in like a cornpone voice. Hey, y'all, it's me, Foster.
Your old
like,
hillbilly
oh my
friend.
It's your old hillbilly buddy just sucking on some moonshine.
You just have to talk like you normally do.
I'm like, oh my God, he's doing his own, he's reading his own press. at this point.
And then we got a minute 40 into that clip from the voice guy, and then the truck backing up. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I thought they all had soundproof studios when they do when they work.
Here's
at home.
Your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Jesus. Here's your host. What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Oh, there was really a truck. Oh, I thought he was. It was like a figure of speech or something.
He just do this out in his living room.
Here's on his iPhone in his driveway.
Amazing.
What a business we're in. What a business we are in. I love that. Great great work, voice of God. Great work, Annie. Great work, Paulie. Loved it.
So you can hear the finished product on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question for you when we come back. If you had, let's say, $1,000 burning a hole in your pocket.
Okay.
And you wanted to bid on an item from the Padres broadcast auction that went live yesterday.
I'm so jealous of people that win this every year.
I want to know what would you bid on? And we'll give you some of the items that are up for bids currently, open now until April 27th. When we come back with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I don't suppose that most of us have an extra, $1,000, $2,000 just burning a hole in our pockets. But
speak for yourself.
There are some cool items on the Padres broadcast auction.
This is such a good bid.
And they've done this the last couple of years to benefit, I believe, the Padres Foundation, where they create different experiences that you can bid on as a fan. And it's an online auction, and I think it's open for the next 4 days. And top bidder wins some pretty cool things, like chances to meet players one-on-one with Manny Machado is right at the top of the list. You also have Who Wants to Meet El Nino. There is Hanging with Profar, a chance to hang with Jake, Meet the Rookie. There's definitely, that would be a Jackson Merrill. It's kind of like a pregame meet and greet, autographs, pictures that you get an opportunity for most of the players.
Joe Musgrove.
Yep.
Meet the Padres broadcast teams.
But there's also like pitching lesson from the pitching coach, where if you've got maybe a high schooler or a younger little leaguer. Adult leaguer who wants a little FaceTime with Ruben Niebla, and you can get a pitching coach lesson from an actual Major League Baseball pitching coach is one of the items up for bids.
We need to get them to update their pictures, maybe just a little bit. The Meet the Padres broadcast teams, I don't know why I can't say that. It's a picture of Tony and Jesse, and it's from, 6 years ago?
Yeah, 94.9 when they took over. We are actually...
Was it 2017, 2018?
Yeah, 97.3 The Fan and your current flagship radio station. We have plenty of logos. Adam would be happy to send one over ASAP. Yeah, the old 94.9 logo behind...
Padres play here.
Yeah, Padres play here on FM 94.9. Here's Hozier. wow, that is wild.
Golf and Lunch with Mark Loretta and Trevor Hoffman.
Now, see, that's the one I was going to, I would have bid on because I like both of them very much.
And that's at Lowe's Club, Rancho Santa Fe Golf Club as well. That would definitely be a fun one.
But I realized that neither of those guys have texted me back either after the last time I've texted them. Mark Loretta, Trevor Hoffman. No text back for your old pal Woods. We've shared many experiences together. Trevor and I, of course, at The Cure, many fantasy camps with Lowe, and some good times at the last one. And I thought to myself, I should bid on it and win it just to ask them, hey, what's your problem?
To make them hang out with
Well, just, hey, what's your problem? I spent $2,000 to come down here and ask you, what's your problem? What's your beef? You got a problem? Say it. You know, let's get it out there in the open. Well, I would love to play golf with them. That would be incredible.
That would probably be the one I'd choose. Right now, the ones that are bid up the most are the CEO Experience for Four, which is four lucky guests will be treated to Padres baseball up close. You'll enjoy a first-class pregame meal in the Blue Shield Home Plate Club and watch the game from CEO Eric Gruppner's four front row seats.
Seats are incredible.
But the one that actually has the highest bidding so far is enjoy Padres game in the owner's box with Randy Jones. Dinner in the owner's box, endless food and beverages, and enjoying the game with Padres Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Jones. That's got the biggest bid total so far at $2,500 with five bids.
You could do a lot worse than taking in a ball game with Randy Jones.
Randy is always
entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. He spends a lot of time up there. And I always break his balls about it, too. I'm like, oh, you just loading up your plate in there, huh? Why don't you shut the F up, you dumb little P word? All right.
Chance to throw out an honorary first pitch. Padres executive for a day is an interesting one. It's for like,
it's like work. I got to go
well,
to work.
It's for like the idea is for like a college age, like business student where they go in all day and they meet with executives and see the behind the scenes, the running of the team, and then go to the game that night. Mm-hmm. You're nodding. Long, no, you have no. That's work day.
Hey, come to work and then you have to stay for the game after. Like,
that's a long day.
I just put in a full day here as an executive. I'm going home. I'll watch a game on TV, catch it on 97.3.
Party like an owner at Def Leppard Journey Steve Miller Band concert.
Party
is,
like an owner.
You get to get in the owner's box for the concert.
Oh, I bought my missus is going to that concert.
And endless food and beverages for the show as well.
Endless food and beverages. Oh, my God.
It's only at $500 right now. I'm sure it won't end there, but that's the starting bid, and no one's bid on that one yet.
Okay.
It's Padres.auctions.mlb.com if you want to check it out yourself.
Johnny says, if I win executive for day, I'm trading for Acuna.
That's GM for a day. That's different.
AJ's like, picks the voice. Like, all right, you're actually, we're going to pull off the street. Tell him we're going to go ahead. He's like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this right now. Yes, pull the trigger. So good. I'm trading for Acuna.
You have to go now tell Robbie Snelling he's been traded. Just tell him directly.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Robbie.
Here's the number.
Who are you?
Here's their number of their traveling secretary.
I'm Mike. I want an auction. Yeah, here's the number to traveling secretary. It's great. Take good care of you. You've been traded to the Braves. Sorry.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. AJ lets you push the button on the email. I just made a trade. I did it. So good. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, so if you have extra cash and want to help benefit a really great organization, that's a good way to do it. I didn't see the dinner. Is there a dinner with Mud and Don on there?
I didn't see dinner with Mud. They had that before.
They have, and that one always slipped.
My guess is the twisting of Don's arm to make that happen can't be every year.
The other thing, too.
They have tickets to the dinner on the Diamond.
Dinner on the Diamond.
Tickets, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe something happened at one of the last ones we don't know about.
There's a pregame manager of the day where a lucky youngster 12 and under will join manager Mike Shildt as he prepares for a game. So, like, you get to go in his office and help him fill out the lineup card and deliver it to the umpires.
Amazing.
I just thought it was interesting. I noticed that every player's starting bid for a chance to hang with Jake, Joe,
Manny,
Musgrove, Manny Tatis, they all start at $1,000.
Yeah.
Hanging with Profar starts at $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if that's any different.
Well, that's actually, yeah, that one is different. That is an entire team, like a youth baseball or softball team goes on the field to watch batting practice and then get a team picture with Jurickson. And he's going to give each youngster an autographed baseball as well. So
that's killer.
And it comes with 16 tickets to the game, which is why I think that one starts a little bit higher than the other ones.
Killer. Love it.
Plus, it's Jurickson. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang with Profar if you could? All right, we've got Jesse Agler, who is one of the bid items on the, Meet the Broadcasters. You can chance to meet all of those guys, meet the broadcast teams. He will join us coming up next from Denver. We'll play the Incorporator and talk about last night's win 3-1 over the Colorado Rockies. Next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. All right, we've got Jesse Agler standing by.
I heard something.
Jesse Agler is standing by. I think there's one stat we haven't brought up from last night's game that Jesse really appreciated. We will ask him about it right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we welcome Jesse Agler with us here, the voice of the Padres on the road trip in Denver, Colorado. And I don't want to make this sound at all that Jesse doesn't love baseball. He loves baseball. I mean, he is obsessed with it. He is fantastic. But podcaster, especially one who has been to Coors Field many times, the one stat we haven't brought up. Time of game last night, 2 hours and 15 minutes, Jesse, at Coors Field. That would have been unheard of before the pitch clock, and even after the pitch clock, that is still a remarkably well-paced game in the mile-high altitude of Denver.
I got two words for you. Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Impervious. Impervious to the powers of Coors Field, man. I don't recall seeing anything like that in a long, long time, if ever. Jesse, that was a lot of fun to watch.
It was incredible. And, you know, look, they've got other examples of guys, you know, putting up similar stat lines, although I don't think anybody ever had the exact stat line that he had last night. But it's like, you know, you watch enough baseball games here and you never ever expect that, and particularly, you know, for a guy with a couple of different breaking balls, you know, you figure, all right, like the slider ain't gonna slide as much, the curveball is not gonna curve as much, and we'll see how he goes about it. And then it was, you know, Tony and I were joking during the game, it was as if nobody told Dylan Cease, hey, it's not the same here. And then, you know, reading a little bit this morning, and I can't wait to go find him and talk to him this afternoon, you know, I guess he said, you know, in the bullpen for the game, he and Ruben were talking about it, and they said, all right, you know, this is going a little high, this is going a little low, so just adjust your sight, you know, just adjust your aim a little bit, and then it'll be fine. And apparently it was that simple. I know I'm making it probably sound easier than it actually was, but I've never seen a guy with his sort of repertoire go out there and pitch as normally as he did in that building. It was really incredible.
He's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, the comparison has been made a couple of times already. The right-handed Blake Snell, because he will gets a lot of swing and miss. He does walk some batters. Aesthetically, how would you compare the two?
Like, who's more handsome?
I don't know. Just from a baseball aesthetic standpoint.
I mean, the walks are to me, walks are unaesthetic, right?
Yes. Correct.
So, you know, that's you're basically asking me who walks more guys. He didn't walk anybody last
night. That's amazing.
I mean, that was very aesthetically pleasing. You know, Blake makes hitters look more foolish.
Correct.
I think than Cease does, because his breaking stuff is so absurd that, you know, he can get the best hitter in baseball to spin themselves around into the box. But I tell you what, Cease has got a little bit more surgeon to him, maybe. You know, and he just has gotten it done. Yeah, we said right at the start, he's got a little bit Blake in him. There's no question it's an apt comparison because, you know, from the right side, it's a very similar thing with a lot of swing and miss. Like you said, there have historically been some walks there. But it's all I know is it's been really, really fun to watch.
Talking to our pal Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning, as we do every Tuesday and have for many, many years. Certainly appreciate your time. I know you're on the road in lovely Denver, Colorado, counting the hours until it's time to get back to the ballpark to see what the San Diego Padres will provide tonight. We were talking about it yesterday, Jesse. I look at this team right now at 13-12, and I go, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, like, it's pretty good. I don't feel terrible about this team. I think we were talking about aesthetics. Some of the aesthetics they've shown us early this season, it already surpasses, like, the entirety of last year for me in 25 games. It's crazy.
I agree with that. I think, you know, there is just such a different feel around the team, and it's totally different, right? I mean, you know, they're just, you know, the good thing in a weird way, right, is that like a good handful of the losses were ugly in that the defense or the base running or something like that, you know, was one of the key factors in the loss. And those are things that are fairly straightforward to fix and correct. And so we can sit here on April 23rd and be like, yeah, some of the base running's got to be cleaned up. Some of the defensive stuff has got to be cleaned up. I mean, remember, 2.5 weeks ago, everybody was worried about Ha-Seong Kim's defense. That's already gone away. Like, he switched back to his old glove, and now nobody's even thinking about Ha-Seong Kim having defensive struggles, including, most importantly, Ha-Seong Kim. And so, you know, that's stuff that, again, is like, that's a lot easier to address than a collective RISP slump, which is what we had last year. That's a lot easier to address than, you know, everybody tightening up in a big at-bat late in the game, which seemed to be the case last year. So, like, the stuff that's, quote-unquote, off so far this season, I think is, again, I never want to say easy, but a lot more straightforward to fix than a lot of the things that ailed the team last year. And that is great And so, yeah, to be a game over right now, sort of hovering there, playing solid baseball, generally speaking, you know, I think there's like a real sense of like, all right, like just don't let the thing get away. You know, don't let the thing spiral.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let's take it slow and steady for a while here. You know, we'll see where things are a little bit later on in the summer. And then, you know, you kind of take your whack at it. So it's been very watchable. It's been very fun. Look, we've been screaming from the rooftops since spring training. This is a good team. This is a good team. And I think that they're showing that they're a good team. And, you know, have they played like a great team yet? No.
No.
But that's okay. Fernando's putting up numbers, but he hasn't gone crazy yet. Manny hasn't gone crazy yet. Xander's still looking to find his footing. I mean, when those things start to happen, you know, they're going to be able to go on a little bit of a tear, and then it should be some fun.
Jesse, Robert Suarez has done a great job stepping into Josh Hader's big shoes and got his eighth save last night, got that double play to end it after giving up a couple of hits. Threw 15 pitches, 13 strikes, but notably, not every single one of those 15 pitches was a fastball. Finally, for the first time, as you're calling the games, how aware were you of that streak of Suarez just going fastball, fastball, fastball? What, I think they said it was 69 straight fastballs before he finally mixed in was it a cutter or a changeup?
Changeup. Yeah, he's doing bits.
It was a changeup. it was a changeup last night. I think it was, you know, it's funny because like I've seen two different numbers. I think we had 75 straight going into the game yesterday. But like also I didn't go back and actually count because I'm not.
It's a lot. Whatever it is, it was a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, you know, really matter from that perspective. No, I mean, we were all over it. We've been all over it for probably the last three or four times he's pitched because you just don't see stuff like that very often. I mean, we were kind of kicking it around with Mike Schilt before the game yesterday, like trying to think of other situations in which we've seen something like that. And I think, you know, Mike brought up probably the best example, which was Mariano Rivera with the cutter. You know, I mean, maybe like that's, you know, sort of the kind of thing you're thinking about, you know, when it comes to somebody just leaning on one pitch that way. It's pretty remarkable, you know, and it shows like in a way that sometimes things are a lot more simple than we make them in this game. And that's pretty much what Suarez has said after every game. You know, when they'd ask him, hey, you only threw fastballs, he'd be like, it was working. You know, I mean, that was pretty much like he would almost shrug his shoulders at the question, like, why would I throw something other than a fastball? Nobody's getting on base. And like, that's great to hear. The reality is for that position, right? You're going out there, you're being asked to get three outs. So if you only need the one pitch, go for it. You know, don't unnecessarily mix it up. But look, he's got the changeup, which is a really good pitch. He's got the slider, cutter, whatever it is, that he can use as well. And now, you know, we're back into the mode of like, all right, the guy getting into the box has to think about it. And it did appear yesterday the Rockies were not only aware of the fact that he had thrown however many consecutive fastballs, but also, you know, approaching it as if they were only going to see fastballs. So, you know, now that starts to happen, you know, you make a small tack, you know, the other way and you mix it up a little bit. But it's been really cool to watch just because it's been so effective and so simple. And it's one of those little things in baseball, man, that like we'll be talking about this in 3 years. You know, like, yeah. Hey, remember when Robert Suarez threw like 80 straight fastballs? It's just the craziest things happen in this sport. It's truly beautiful.
It is truly beautiful. And I've grown a lot, Jesse, as a man, because last night when Schilt went to the bench to bring in Tyler Wade and his 560 OPS, I was visibly shaken in my home and made a comment. My wife said, oh, you know what's going to happen. And sure enough, that handsome SOB rips one, you know, into the gap, and Padres win, proving, as usual, we know nothing. And Mike Schilt pushed the right button last night. That's got to feel good for him. But
what?
Go ahead.
What button did you want?
I don't know.
I asked the same question.
I don't know.
Limited buttons out there.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Grandpa's like in there, too, but he's
buttons,
a rookie.
Right?
I get it. I know.
You had three buttons. You stick with Eggy.
Yep.
You go to Wade or you go to Pauly. Wade's a contact guy. Pauly's kind of an all-or-nothing guy. The ball wasn't carrying last night. Wind was blowing in. And Eggy hasn't had a lot of success against right-handers. So, I mean, that's kind of an obvious one, right?
Yeah, it was more of like we need a better bench, right? Like, I texted the guys, I said, first one off the bench, you know, and Ben and I had argued early in the season about, you know, getting a better and deeper bench. But this is what they have, and Schilt is using it. I mean, I'm admitting I'm a moron, but I'm saying I didn't tweet it for once. I would have looked like a buffoon. But it was just, it's been... it's been indicative of this team of guys kind of stepping up when they need to and when called upon.
Yeah, and I think that's. And I'll admit, I thought Jerks and Profar bench, and that would give the Padres a deeper bench. And I don't think he's going to end up on the bench, Jesse. Yeah, he's getting more and more important, not less and less important as the season goes on.
I tell you what, you talk about the damnedest things, right? You know, I mean, the guy last year in Colorado, I mean, you look into some of the metrics. There was an argument to be made that last season as a Rocky, when all was said and done, when he was designated, Jerickson Profar was one of the least productive players in baseball. Like, truly, numerically, one of the least productive players in baseball. And he got to the Padres, he got hot. You know, it was 21 games that he was there. They went 16-5. And you sort of were able to make this, like, ha-ha argument that, like, oh, Profar's back and the Padres started playing better. But then, like, it's still going. And now you have to, you know, recognize, all right, there's something there. You know, there's something there for the team with him around. There's something certainly there for him, you know, being in that clubhouse, in that uniform, in this environment, that is real. And that is a brilliantly bright example of how, you know, every time we're all playing armchair GM every winter or every trade deadline.
Or every game.
It's not just about like how a or every game, how a guy is hitting or whatever. I mean, there is so much more that goes into it. And sometimes you don't know that that's going to go that way. Like, you know, when you went out and you got Brandon Drury 2 years ago, you didn't know, right? Like, he was having the best time of his year, you know, before the Padres went out and acquired him. But that didn't mean that it was going to necessarily continue. How many times have you brought in Adam Frazier? He comes in, he was brutal with the Padres.
Terrible.
But he was having a great season. He was having a great season. So it's not as simple as a guy is having a good year and it's going to continue after a trade. You know, sometimes there is more going on. And we saw that with Blake, you know, getting comfortable and taking a long time to sort of feel, you know, settled in San Diego. I mean, these are the things that I imagine keep every general manager up at night, because you would love to just pull up all the numbers, you know, and make like a cold, calculated sort of baseball decision. That is not how this works. These are human beings. They are not robots on spreadsheets. And, you know, that kind of stuff truly matters. Understandably, for some guys more than others, you know, you got your robot dudes. Like, if Mike Trout got traded tomorrow to the Reds, he'd still mash. You know, you're not worried about that. But for a lot of guys, you know, I mean, it's a big part of it.
And maybe mark it down as another Scott Boras kind of error in the last couple of years, and even kind of letting him go. He could have stayed. Profar could have stayed with the Padres on his option. Chose to opt out, ended up in Colorado. Probably hurt everybody, Jesse, in the long run, missing Jerickson last year, not having him on the team for so long. And Jerickson, obviously, as you said, did not fare that well in Colorado. Quickly, before we get to the Incorporator, we got Michael King again tonight. And, you know, to hope among hope that he can string together a second straight great outing like his last one and follow up what Dylan Cease did last night.
He's been a lot of fun to watch. I mean, there's going to come a point, by the way, where everybody's going to have to acknowledge that they've brought in some ridiculous starting pitching the last few years. You know, I mean, like the moves that they have made, going back to that offseason, you know, when they acquired Snell and Darvish and Musgrove, but like Waka and Lugo last year, Cease and King this year. I mean, I know it's only April and blah, 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 but like they're nailing these ones, man. They are nailing these acquisitions. And, you know, I mean, we usually as fans, you know, talk about front office decisions when things are going badly. So let's just throw that out there.
100%.
You know, the starting pitching that has been acquired the last few years has been absolutely incredible.
Bullpen this year as well. Just rounded, absolutely rounding into shape. Eniel De Los Santos and Wandy Peralta and Yuki Matsui and Robert Suarez. You take those four against anyone. I mean, really, they're right there. And a little bit of a scuffle out of the gate, but that's to be expected. And so far, you know, there's some real defined roles. It's really fun to watch. You feel good when they come in.
All right, back on radio this week for the Incorporator. 5:40 first pitch tonight, and Paulie has got it loaded and locked. Or locked and loaded for you here, Jesse.
Right.
Snollygoster.
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 It's a shrewd, unprincipled person.
Wow, that's great.
I don't know anyone that's a snollygoster. All my friends are not shrewd, and they have principles. Okay? Snollygoster.
You want principled friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Look, you hang out with a snollygoster and people are going to judge you, so I understand.
Bad things happen.
It's like the villain of a lot of, you know, cartoons.
Snollygoster.
Snollygoster.
It's a great word to hear in a baseball broadcast. I look forward to hearing it, Jesse.
Sounds like, I mean, could be like a hit. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, like a duck fart.
Yeah,
look at that. It's a snollygoster.
Yeah. Did I say ripped it down the right field line. Yeah.
Snollygoster.
That would be Tyler Wade in the bench.
Yes.
That wouldn't be the most creative way to use it. I mean, obviously, it would be effective. I'd like to see the actual usage come out, though, tonight.
Look, I'm Ben, when you texted me a couple of weeks ago breaking down the different incorporator strategies, I laughed so hard. So for you tonight, I will use.
You missed this?
I told you this.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah, we did this.
No, we talked about it.
Okay. I will use the dictionary definition meaning of snollygoster tonight. I will give you a literal usage this evening just for you.
Thank you very much. You can catch Jesse again tonight, 4:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show, 5:40 first pitch. Jesse, enjoy the thin air of Denver for another few days.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. And
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, incorporator tonight. Snollygoster is the word. Yeah.
Somebody in the chat had recommended it, and I forgot who you are, and I apologize. You know who you are.
They know who they are.
Yep.
Good job. That's all that really.
Snollygoster.
Love it.
That's a funny sounding one.
Yeah, I like the funny sounding.
Yeah, we also have the different incorporator words. Some are just funny sounding, some are like challenging definitions.
Yeah.
This one's more of a funny sounding one.
You forgot about this? He texted Jesse and was like, all the different ways.
There's the long setup where he's tells a story to get to it. There's the crime of opportunity where he just finds a way to sneak it in because, you know, the conversation has gone in an interesting direction.
Yeah, I think I remember us talking about it. I don't remember
he actually texted him
and bothering that
guy. Yeah, I did.
Who does nothing but give us his time.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently enjoyed it. So, and then there's the true incorporator where it actually fits like somehow in the baseball broadcast. The most rare of the incorporator usages. All right, we got 1 hour to go. Paulie's going to give us some headlines, Rondle Report stuff we haven't gotten to yet. Ben and Woods continuing in a moment here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halfway home on a Tuesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Worked his little tail off yesterday. We'll play you some of that audio. This is amazing. I love this. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Basketball Ben, as it were. Vacation Ben is here. Basketball Ben. All my favorite Bens are in
the
house.
Not your favorite Bens.
No, I don't mind them. It makes for good material. You know, Basketball Ben and
Vacation Ben is elite.
Hey, it's good game elite. Last night. We were just watching the call of the Knicks final, their radio call, and Monica McNutt, who's their analyst, not saying anything, but they had a video camera on her just reacting like, oh my God.
It was so good.
Mean, what an incredible, chaotic ending to the Sixers-Knicks game as New York took a 2-0 series lead. A home team has won every single game so far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily great for... You know, extending series, you know, big 7-game series. But, I guess if the home team continues to win, that will,
will
end up with a 7-game series
that's
every time.
That's exactly right. It's great to be here with you guys talking about the Padres victory last night. We'll do a little reset here before we get back into Padres baseball. But you've heard us play the voice guide many, many times. He is responsible for some really good moments on this program, like the Eno Saris intro.
Eno Harris.
Saris. Son of a bitch. He's got those big, deep, deep pipes.
I call him the voice of God.
Yeah, the voice of God.
The voice of God to
me. And so when we have production that we need to get done sometimes, we just send it over to him and he does it and sends it back to Paulie. Then Paulie has to piece it all together.
He does a lot of our opens, but he does the whole station.
Yeah.
Whether it's a legal ID, a game promo for the Padres.
He had an incredibly difficult time yesterday with one of our hosts, and her name is Annie Heilbrunn.
Yes. So we have the Thursday 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable.
Yes, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza.
Just perfect pairing.
The right last there. Honest pizza.
Pizza, right? True.
Yeah, I got to start working on my liners because you're going to be gone, and I'm not really good at mechanics, so I need to start practicing.
Good,
so,
yeah, help out. Annie's actually going to be hosting.
She is going to be hosting.
The Roundtable on Thursday. She will do a great job. I have no doubt about it.
No question. Yes.
Better job than the voice of God did, though.
So Annie hosting is what prompted a little bit of work yesterday. About a month ago, I made an open for the Roundtable, but in the open, it says, you know, alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Annie Heilbrunn, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Chris Sello, here's your host, Ben Higgins. Well, Ben's not going to be here this week, so rather than playing that one, Annie is going to be hosting, so we needed a new open.
No, that's going the extra mile.
It is.
I mean, I think most stations would just play the normal open.
And then go,
hey, Ben's not here. I'm Annie filling in for Ben.
Yeah.
And no one would really care, but you're going the extra mile.
It's Annie and Elston and Gwynn and Chris. Here's your host, Ben Higgins.
He loves it. He gets such a charge.
I do look get at a charge out of that.
Yeah, he does.
He loves it. So we sent over the script to the voice guy and just said it's basically the exact same thing, except here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. And
now, did you eliminate Ben because he's not going to be there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tony Gwynn Jr.?
He's on there.
He's not going to be at the Roundtable Thursday.
I'll tell you, I think it's in there. I don't know if it's
in there
or not.
Let's check it out.
We sent over two quick lines. It should have been a 30-second MP3 file in return. It was about 4 minutes long. And I go, what the hell did you send, man? Now, if you're a longtime tier one, we've played outtakes from the voice guy, the voice of God, before. He's a bit master.
He is a bit master.
He loves to do bits.
And he loves to share them. Remember, he could have simply edited this all out himself and just sent what he was supposed to send to you.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is the raw audio from the voice of God yesterday trying to say Annie's name.
Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Hello, and Sam Levitt, here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Heilbrunn. Yeah, what am I saying?
It is phonetically spelled out on the script.
Yeah.
Heilbrunn.
Heilbrunn.
Can't figure it out.
Can't do it.
Jesus. Heilbrunn. Heilbrunn. How you doing?
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Still can't hear it.
Sorry. Gotta start over. I'll do it one more time.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Heilbrunn.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Nope.
No.
No.
Brunn.
Not it. No.
Brunn. Annie Heilbrunn.
Me. Jesus.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Oh, getting closer.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
I feel like I'm in an insane asylum right now.
It's that time, Friar Faithful. Time to discuss everything going on with the Padres.
We finally got
we
it.
We gathered the entire 97.3 The Fan crew together to bring you the most in-depth discussion on the Friars in our weekly Padres Roundtable. Presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Ello, and Sam Levitt, here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Here's your host,
oh my God.
Annie Heilbrun.
He's in the chamber.
That was not bad.
That was good. He is in the chamber, firmly. Firmly implanted.
Dude, that was...
In the chamber of torture.
Over 2 minutes of him not being able to figure it out. I go, what the hell is going on?
He's amazing.
If I'm Annie, that's my e-Christmas card this year. Yeah.
No question about it. No question. That would be in
our... Heilbrun. What am I saying?
What am I saying?
God, Jesus. Heilbrun. Heilbrun.
I like when he gets mad and he goes, F me! Brilliant.
Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
Still can't figure it out.
You can't get it. Now, you got to send that to Braden and them so they can use it in their show.
I don't need to send it to anybody because Annie's on the line right now.
Annie's on the line.
She texted me. She's like, yes. I am dying right now. Hi, Annie Heilbrun.
No, it's Hanny.
Hanny.
Annie Heilbrun.
Hello.
Hi.
Friends, I never want to hear my last name come out of this man's lips ever again. Okay, let's just stop it at Annie.
Annie
and
H.
Here's your host, Annie. And that's it. Annie. No, nothing after that.
You'll be like Prince, just one name, just Annie. From here on out.
I think that's...
It's so good. Yeah, it's kind of freaks you out.
Better.
It kind of freaks you out, right? To hear that over and over. Now you don't even know how to pronounce your last
name.
Now
I'm totally lost. It was Heilbrun. I'm lost.
He said Heilbrun about 100 times. I'm like, bro, you're not close. It's right there. It's a U. It's not an E. It's a U.
Here's your host, Annie
Heilbrun.
Annie.
Here's your host, Annie.
Just cut it. Cut it right there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you nervous about
hosting?
I'll just
say it on my own. Is the guy that has done it for our show, too? Because he got it right for... Okay.
Yeah.
He's just enjoying this way too much.
He was having a day, I think. Annie, are you excited to host on Thursday?
I'm excited, but not. I'm also kind of... I feel like it's like a train wreck almost waiting to happen because Ben is really good at it, and Ben is like sneaky good at it. He makes it seem like it's not hard, and I know how hard that sort of thing is. So it should be interesting, Woods. You know, we'll just let it be. I think.
Yeah, I'll help you too. I'll try to talk a lot and
no, he won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, he won't.
I'm way into the round table. You have to give me credit. I've been very engaged in the round tables. Very.
Here's my. Just
here we go.
Two cents.
Ben's.
No.
Ben's playing it to
advice.
Him. Yeah.
Chris Ello is paying attention, even though he doesn't look like he is.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. Woods is already tired after 4 hours of radio in the morning that is done. If you really need someone to talk a lot, Craig is great for that, as you probably already know. He'll get you through a minute or two.
Craig and Sammy will slay it.
And Sammy's always terrific. And then I don't think you don't have Tony. Tony's been my crutch a little bit.
Tony is the crutch. He's the only one that has any experience doing what we're talking about.
But yeah. I feel like sometimes I go to him too much, so it actually might... It might be a little bit easier when you don't feel like I just want to keep going back to Tony for every single baseball point I want to make. Well, Tony, what did you think about that?
Of course.
And I feel like I do that a little too often sometimes, but you'll do great. I have no doubt about it.
I do that too, Ben. Even when you're hosting, I'm like, well, I want to know what Tony thinks. So I completely understand. And it may be because Tony's not there, right? That's going to open it up, I guess, a little bit. But we love having everyone there. Can't wait for you to be back, Ben, for Tony to be back. Of course, Woods will be there in his polo.
Yes.
So
company man.
We're excited for that.
I'm excited.
Whenever he shows up in the company polo, I feel like we get the best wood.
You do. You do. It's truly me committed to my craft. While I'll be exhausted from hosting with Ben out and doing that, but I'm excited. I haven't been engaged in the roundtable. I have.
Also, guys, watching that Rockies game yesterday, wasn't there at least however many innings, six or whatever, where you were like, this feels like a meaningless September game when you're just like, so I'm excited to see what the Rockies-Padres series gives us by Thursday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I asked Paulie this morning, made the point. He goes, well, you know why there were 13 people there last night? They were all at the Nuggets game. And I went, oh, yeah, they had a basketball game as well.
Or they were staying home to watch it on television.
Or they're staying home to watch it on television. Or
Of course.
That's exactly right. You could hear literal conversations in the crowd. But, look, the Rockies played tough last night. I expect them to continue to play tough. They did not look like they fell apart by any stretch. It was a good win. We don't complain about wins on this show, and certainly some things to monitor, though, Annie, and I know you guys will talk about it in depth as well today on your show.
Absolutely, and a great, like you said, great tough game, and one that you'd rarely see at Coors Field, right? So it was good to see the Padres win that one. The end of the Nuggets game, too, was phenomenal.
Yep.
So, yeah. Good time in Denver.
If you're a Nuggets fan,
Good stuff.
If you're a Nuggets fan, right?
All right. Annie, thank you. Yeah. You've got audio forever now, so you can keep that
and
share that with family.
Here's your host,
friends.
Annie Heilbrun. Heilbrun. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
He still. It was unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Let's hear it from your lips. Just the official pronunciation.
Annie Heilbrun.
Ooh. Annie Heilbrun.
She said Heilbrun.
Like you're waving hi at someone. Heilbrun. Okay, let's stop saying my name. I don't like it. It's just now starting to, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? That's not something.
Maybe I should change. Ben went by Dan Stevens on the radio for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just our host, Annie.
Annie.
Thank you so much for calling
in. We'll hear from you at 10 o'clock
for
this
listening.
Morning. We'll see you then.
Hey. Appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
There she is, Annie.
I love that.
Heilbrun.
How you doing? It's incredible.
Dude, I was dying.
And then you got to weed through all that crap, dude. Oh, my Lord.
Just get it right. Send me the portion that's right. But then we'd miss out
on that.
Fantastic goal.
Do you think he knows and he does it as a bit now?
Well, I don't think
how you doing?
I don't think he's making the mistakes is a bit, but he's probably sending them to us now.
Because I used to imitate our buddy Foster's hillbilly voice on the air, and I'd be like, hey, nice putt, right?
Yep.
And then he would call and leave voicemails in like a cornpone voice. Hey, y'all, it's me, Foster.
Your old hillbilly buddy
sucking on some moonshine.
You just have to talk like you normally do.
I'm like, oh my God, he's doing his own, he's reading his own press. At this point.
And then we got a minute 40 into that clip from the voice guy. And then the truck backing up. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I thought they all had soundproof studios when they work at home.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Oh, there was really a truck. Oh, I thought it was like a figure of speech or something.
He just do this out in his living room.
Here's on his iPhone in his driveway. Amazing. What a business we're in. What a business we are in. I love that. Great great work, voice of God. Great work, Annie. Great work, Paulie. Loved it.
So you can hear the finished product on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question for you when we come back. If you had, let's say, $1,000 burning a hole in your pockets.
Okay.
And you wanted to bid on an item from the Padres broadcast auction that went live yesterday.
I'm so jealous of people that win this every year.
I want to know what would you bid on? And we'll give you some of the items that are up for bids currently, open now until April 27th. When we come back with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Halfway home on a Tuesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Great to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Worked his little tail off yesterday. We'll play you some of that audio. This is amazing. I love this. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Basketball Ben, as it were. Vacation Ben is here. Basketball Ben. All my favorite Bens are in
Not
the house.
Not your favorite Bens.
No, I don't mind them. It makes for good material. You know, Basketball Ben and Vacation Ben is elite.
Hey, it's good game elite. Last night. We were just watching the call of the Knicks final, their radio call, and Monica McNutt, who's their analyst, not saying anything, but they had a video camera on her just reacting like, oh my God.
It was so good.
Mean, what an incredible, chaotic ending to the Sixers-Knicks game as New York took a 2-0 series lead. A home team has won every single game so far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily great for... You know, extending series, you know, big 7-game series. But, I guess if the home team continues to win, that will,
will
end up with a 7-game series
that's
every time.
That's exactly right. It's great to be here with you guys talking about the Padres victory last night. We'll do a little reset here before we get back into Padres baseball. But you've heard us play the voice guide many, many times. He is responsible for some really good moments on this program, like the Eno Saris intro.
Eno Harris.
Saris. Son of a bitch. He's got those big, deep, deep pipes.
I call him the voice of God.
Yeah, the voice of God.
The voice of God to me.
And so when we have production that we need to get done sometimes, we just send it over to him and he does it and sends it back to Paulie. Then Paulie has to piece it all together.
He does a lot of our opens, but he does the whole station.
Yeah.
Whether it's a legal ID, a game promo for the Padres.
He had an incredibly difficult time yesterday with one of our hosts, and her name is Annie Heilbrunn.
Yes. So we have the Thursday 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable.
Yes, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza.
Just perfect pairing.
The right last there. Honest pizza.
Pizza, right? True.
Yeah, I got to start working on my liners because you're going to be gone, and I'm not really good at mechanics, so I need to start practicing.
Good,
so,
yeah, help out. Annie's actually going to be hosting.
She is going to be hosting.
The roundtable on Thursday. She will do a great job. I have no doubt about it.
No question. Yes.
Better job than the voice of God did, though.
So Annie hosting is what prompted a little bit of work yesterday. About a month ago, I made an open for the roundtable, but in the open, it says, you know, alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Annie Heilbrunn, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Chris Sello, here's your host, Ben Higgins. Well, Ben's not going to be here this week, so rather than playing that one, Annie is going to be hosting, so we needed a new open.
No, that's going the extra mile.
It is.
I mean, I think most stations would just play the normal open.
And then go,
hey, Ben's not here. I'm Annie filling in for Ben.
Yeah.
And no one would really care, but you're going the extra mile.
It's Annie and Elston and Gwynn and Chris. Here's your host, Ben Higgins.
He loves it. He gets such a charge.
I do look get at a charge out of that.
Yeah, he does.
He loves it. So we sent over the script to the voice guy and just said it's basically the exact same thing, except here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. And
now, did you eliminate Ben because he's not going to be there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tony Gwynn Jr.?
He's on there.
He's not going to be at the roundtable Thursday.
I'll tell you, I think it's in there. I don't know if it's
in there
or
not. Let's check it out.
We sent over two quick lines. It should have been a 30-second MP3 file in return. It was about 4 minutes long. And I go, what the hell did you send, man? Now, if you're a longtime tier one, we've played outtakes from the voice guy, the voice of God, before. He's a bit master.
He loves to do bits.
And he loves to share them. Remember, he could have simply edited this all out himself and just sent what he was supposed to send
to you. Yeah.
Here it is. This is the raw audio from the voice of God yesterday trying to say Annie's name.
Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Hello, and Sam Levitt, here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Heilbrunn. Yeah, what am I saying?
It is phonetically spelled out on the script.
Yeah.
Heilbrunn. Can't figure it out.
Can't do it.
Jesus. Heilbrunn. How you doing?
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Still can't hear it.
Sorry. Gotta start over. I'll do it one more time. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn. Heilbrunn. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Nope.
No.
No.
Brunn. Still not it.
No.
Brunn.
Annie Heilbrunn. Me. Jesus. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Oh, getting closer.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrunn.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
I feel like I'm in an insane asylum right now.
It's that time, Friar Faithful. Time to discuss everything going on with the Padres.
We finally got
we
it.
We gathered the entire 97.3 The Fan crew together to bring you the most in-depth discussion on the Friars in our weekly Padres Roundtable. Presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. Alongside Stephen Woods, Craig Elston, Chris Ello, and Sam Levitt, here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Here's your host,
oh my God.
Annie Heilbrun.
He's in the chamber.
That was not bad.
That was good. He is in the chamber, firmly. Firmly implanted.
Dude, that was...
In the chamber of torture.
Over 2 minutes of him not being able to figure it out. I go, what the hell is going on?
He's amazing.
If I'm Annie, that's my e-Christmas card this year. Yeah.
No question about it. No question. That would be in
our... Heilbrun. What am I saying?
What am I saying?
God, Jesus. Heilbrun. Heilbrun.
I like when he gets mad and he goes, F me! Brilliant.
Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
Still can't figure it out.
You can't get it. Now, you got to send that to Braden and them so they can use it in their show.
I don't need to send it to anybody because Annie's on the line right now.
Annie's on the line.
She texted me. She's like, yes. I am dying right now. Hi, Annie Heilbrun.
No, it's Hanny.
Hanny.
Annie Heilbrun.
Hello.
Hi.
Friends, I never want to hear my last name come out of this man's lips ever again. Okay, let's just stop it at Annie.
Annie
and
H.
Here's your host, Annie. And that's it. Annie. No, nothing after that.
You'll be like Prince, just one name, just Annie. From here on out.
I think that's...
It's so good. Yeah, it's kind of freaks you out.
Better.
It kind of freaks you out, right? To hear that over and over. Now you don't even know how to pronounce your last
name.
Now
I'm totally lost. It was Heilbrun. I'm lost.
He said Heilbrun about 100 times. I'm like, bro, you're not close. It's right there. It's a U. It's not an E. It's a U.
Here's your host, Annie
Heilbrun.
Annie.
Here's your host, Annie.
Just cut it. Cut it right there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you nervous about hosting?
I'll just say it on my own. Is the guy that has done it for our show, too? Because he got it right for... Okay.
Yeah.
He's just enjoying this way too much.
He was having a day, I think. Annie, are you excited to host on Thursday?
I'm excited, but not. I'm also kind of... I feel like it's like a train wreck almost waiting to happen. Because Ben is really good at it, and Ben is like sneaky good at it. He makes it seem like it's not hard, and I know how hard that sort of thing is. So, it should be interesting, Woods. You know, we'll just let it be, I think.
Yeah, I'll help you too. I'll try to, like, you know, talk a lot and
no, he won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, he won't.
I'm way into the round table. You have to give me credit. I've been very engaged in the round tables. Very.
Here's my. Just
here we go.
Two cents.
Ben's.
No.
Ben's playing it too. Yeah.
Chris Ello is paying attention, even though he doesn't look like he is.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. Woods is already tired after 4 hours of radio in the morning that is done. If you really need someone to talk a lot, Craig is great for that, as you probably already know. He'll get you through a minute or two.
Craig and Sammy will slay it.
And Sammy's always terrific. And then I don't think you don't have Tony. Tony's been my crutch a little bit.
Tony is the crutch. He's the only one that has any experience doing what we're talking about.
But yeah. I feel like sometimes I go to him too much, so it actually might... It might be a little bit easier when you don't feel like, I just want to keep going back to Tony for every single baseball point I want to make. Well, Tony, what did you think about that?
Of course.
And I feel like I do that a little too often sometimes, but you'll do great. I have no doubt about it.
I do that too, Ben. Even when you're hosting, I'm like, well, I want to know what Tony thinks. So I completely understand. And it may be because Tony's not there, right? That's going to open it up, I guess, a little bit. But we love having everyone there. Can't wait for you to be back, Ben, for Tony to be back. Of course, Woods will be there in his polo.
Yes.
So
company man.
We're excited for that.
I'm excited.
Whenever he shows up in the company polo, I feel like we get the best wood.
You do. You do. It's truly me committed to my craft. While I'll be exhausted from hosting with Ben out and doing that, but I'm excited. I haven't been engaged in the round table. I have.
Also, guys, watching that Rockies game yesterday, wasn't there at least however many innings, six or whatever, where you were like, this feels like a meaningless September game when you're just like, so I'm excited to see what the Rockies-Padres series gives us by Thursday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I asked Paulie this morning, made the point. He goes, well, you know why there were 13 people there last night? They were all at the Nuggets game. And I went, oh, yeah, they had a basketball game as well.
Or they were staying home to watch it on television.
Or they're staying home to watch it on television. Or
Of course.
That's exactly right. You could hear literal conversations in the crowd. But, look, the Rockies played tough last night. I expect them to continue to play tough. They did not look like they fell apart by any stretch. It was a good win. We don't complain about wins on this show, and certainly some things to monitor, though, Annie, and I know you guys will talk about it in depth as well today on your show.
Absolutely, and a great, like you said, great tough game, and one that you'd rarely see at Coors Field, right? So it was good to see the Padres win that one. The end of the Nuggets game, too, was phenomenal.
Yep.
So, yeah. Good time in Denver.
If you're a Nuggets fan,
good stuff.
If you're a Nuggets fan, right?
All right. Annie, thank you. Yeah. You've got audio forever now, so you can keep that
and
share that with family.
Here's your host,
friends.
Annie Heilbrun. Heilbrun. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
He still. It was unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Let's hear it from your lips. Just the official pronunciation.
Annie Heilbrun.
She said Heilbrun.
Like you're waving hi at someone. Heilbrun. Okay, let's stop saying my name. I don't like it. It's just now starting to, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? That's not something.
Maybe I should change. Ben went by Dan Stevens on the radio for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's just our host, Annie.
Thank you so much for calling in.
We'll
hear from you at 10 o'clock
for
this morning. We'll see you then.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
There she is, Annie.
I love just that.
How you doing?
It's incredible.
Dude, I was dying.
And then you got to weed through all that crap, dude. Oh, my Lord.
Just get it right. Send me the portion that's right. But then we'd miss out
on that.
Fantastic goal.
Do you think he knows and he does it as a bit now?
Well, I don't think he's making the mistakes is a bit, but he's probably sending them to us now.
Because I used to imitate our buddy Foster's hillbilly voice on the air, and I'd be like, hey, nice putt, right?
Yep.
And then he would call and leave voicemails in like a cornpone voice. Hey, y'all, it's me, Foster.
Your old hillbilly buddy, sucking on some moonshine.
Just have to talk like you normally do.
I'm like, oh my God, he's doing his own, he's reading his own press. At this point.
And then we got a minute 40 into that clip from the voice guy. And then the truck backing up. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I thought they all had soundproof studios when they work at home.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Jesus. Here's your host.
What the hell? I got a truck backing up.
Oh, there was really a truck. Oh, I thought it was like a figure of speech or something.
He just do this out in his living room.
On his iPhone in his driveway. Amazing. What a business we're in. What a business we are in. I love that. Great great work, voice of God. Great work, Annie. Great work, Paulie. Loved it.
So you can hear the finished product on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, question for you when we come back. If you had, let's say, $1,000 burning a hole in your pockets.
Okay.
And you wanted to bid on an item from the Padres broadcast auction that went live yesterday.
I'm so jealous of people that win this every year.
I want to know what would you bid on? And we'll give you some of the items that are up for bids currently, open now until April 27th. When we come back with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I don't suppose that most of us have an extra, $1,000, $2,000 just burning a hole in our pockets. But there are some cool items on the Padres broadcast auction.
This is such a good bid.
And they've done this the last couple of years to benefit, I believe, the Padres Foundation, where they create different experiences that you can bid on as a fan. And it's an online auction, and I think it's open for the next 4 days. And top bidder wins some pretty cool things, like chances to meet players one-on-one with Manny Machado is right at the top of the list. You also have Who Wants to Meet El Nino. There is Hanging with Profar, a chance to hang with Jake, Meet the Rookie. There's definitely, that would be a Jackson Merrill. It's kind of like a pregame meet and greet, autographs, pictures that you get an opportunity for most of the players.
Joe Musgrove.
Yep.
Meet the Padres broadcast teams.
But there's also like pitching lesson from the pitching coach, where if you've got maybe a, you know, a high schooler or a younger little leaguer. And adult leaguer who wants a little FaceTime with Ruben Niebla, and you can get a pitching coach lesson from an actual Major League Baseball pitching coach is one of the items up for bids.
We need to get them to update their pictures, maybe just a little bit. The Meet the Padres broadcast teams, I don't know why I can't say that. It's a picture of Tony and Jesse. And it's from, I don't know, 6 years ago?
Yeah, 94.9 when they took over. We are actually...
Was it 2017, 2018?
Yeah, 97.3 The Fan and your current flagship radio station. We have plenty of logos. Adam would be happy to send one over ASAP. Yeah, the old 94.9 logo behind...
Padres play here.
Yeah, Padres play here on FM 94.9. Here's Hozier. wow, that is wild.
Golf and Lunch with Mark Loretta and Trevor Hoffman.
Now, see, that's the one I was going to, I would have bid on because I like both of them very much.
That's at Lowe's Club, Rancho Santa Fe Golf Club as well. That would definitely be a fun one.
But I realized that neither of those guys have texted me back either after the last time I texted them. Mark Loretta, Trevor Hoffman. No text back for your old pal Woods. We've shared many experiences together. Trevor and I, of course, at The Cure, many fantasy camps with Lowe, and some good times at the last one. And I thought to myself, I should bid on it and win it just to ask them, hey, what's your problem?
To make them hang out with
me. Well, just, hey, what's your problem? I spent $2,000 to come down here and ask you, what's your problem? What's your beef? You got a problem? Say it. You know, let's get it out there in the open. Well, right, I would love to play golf with them. That would be incredible.
That would probably be the one I'd choose. Right now, the ones that are bid up the most are the CEO Experience for Four, which is four lucky guests will be treated to Padres baseball up close. You'll enjoy a first-class pregame meal in the Blue Shield Home Plate Club and watch the game from CEO Eric Grubner's four front row seats.
Seats are incredible.
But the one that actually has the highest bidding so far is enjoy Padres game in the owner's box with Randy Jones. Dinner in the owner's box, endless food and beverages, and enjoying the game with Padres Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Jones. That's got the biggest bid total so far at $2,500 with five bids.
You could do a lot worse than taking in a ball game with Randy Jones.
Randy is always in the owner's suite.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time up there, and I always break his balls about it, too. I'm like, oh, you're just loading up your plate in there, huh? Why don't you shut the F up, you dumb little P-word? All right.
Chance to throw out an honorary first pitch. Padres executive for a day is an interesting one. It's for
like work. I got to go
to
work.
It's for the idea is for like a college age, like business student where they go and all day and they meet with executives and see the behind the scenes, the running of the team, and then go to the game that night. Mm-mm. You're nodding. No, you have no. That's work day.
Hey, come to work. And then you have to stay for the game after. Like,
that's a long day.
I just put in a full day here as an executive. I'm going home. I'll watch a game on TV, catch it on 97.3.
Party like an owner at Def Leppard Journey Steve Miller Band concert.
Party like an owner.
You get to get in the owner's box for the concert.
Oh, I bought my missus is going to that concert.
And endless food and beverages for the show as well.
Endless food and beverages. Oh, my God.
It's only at $500 right now. I'm sure it won't end there, but that's the starting bid, and no one's bid on that one yet.
Okay.
Padres.auctions.mlb.com if you want to check it out yourself.
Johnny says, if I win executive for day, I'm trading for Acuna.
That's GM for a day. That's different.
AJ's like, picks his voice. Like, all right, we're going to pull off the street. Tell him we're going to go ahead. He's like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this right now. Yes, pull the trigger. So good. I'm trading for Acuna.
You have to go now tell Robbie Snelling he's been traded. Just tell him directly.
Yep. Hey, Robbie.
Here's the number.
Who are you?
Here's their number. Their traveling secretary.
I'm Mike. I want an auction. Yeah, here's the number to the traveling secretary. It's great. Take good care of you. You've been traded to the Braves. Sorry.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. AJ lets you push the button on the email. I just made a trade. I did it. So good. Oh, it's fantastic. So if you have extra cash and want to help benefit a really great organization, that's a good way to do it. I didn't see the dinner. Is there a dinner with Mud and Don on there?
I didn't see dinner with Mud. They had that before.
They have, and that one always slipped. Yeah.
My guess is the twisting of Don's arm to make that happen can't be every year.
The other thing,
they
too.
Do have tickets to the dinner on the Diamond.
Dinner on the Diamond.
Tickets, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe something happened at one of the last ones we don't know about.
There is a pregame manager of the day where a lucky youngster 12 and under will join manager Mike Shildt as he prepares for a game. So, like, you get to go in his office and help him fill out the lineup card and deliver it to the umpires.
Amazing.
I just thought it was interesting. I noticed that every player's starting bid for a chance to hang with Jake, Joe,
Manny,
Manny Tatis, they all start at $1,000.
Yeah.
Hanging with Profar starts at $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if that's any different.
Well, that's actually, yeah, that one is different. That is an entire team, like a youth baseball or softball team goes on the field to watch batting practice and then get a team picture with Jurickson. And he's going to give each youngster an autographed baseball as well. So
that's killer.
And it comes with 16 tickets to the game, which is why I think that one starts a little bit higher than the other ones.
Killer. Love it.
Plus, it's Jurickson. I mean, who wouldn't want to hang with Profar if you could? All right, we've got Jesse Agler, who is one of the bid items on the, Meet the Broadcasters. You can chance to meet all of those guys, meet the broadcast teams. He will join us coming up next from Denver. We'll play the Incorporator and talk about last night's win 3-1 over the Colorado Rockies. Next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. All right, we've got Jesse Agler standing by.
I heard something.
Jesse Agler is standing by. I think there's one stat we haven't brought up from last night's game that Jesse really appreciated. We will ask him about it right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we welcome Jesse Agler with us here, the voice of the Padres on the road trip in Denver, Colorado. And I don't want to make this sound at all that Jesse doesn't love baseball. He loves baseball. I mean, he is obsessed with it. He is fantastic. But podcaster, especially one who has been to Coors Field many times, the one stat we haven't brought up. Time of game last night, 2 hours and 15 minutes, Jesse, at Coors Field. That would have been unheard of before the pitch clock, and even after the pitch clock, that is still a remarkably well-paced game in the mile-high altitude of Denver.
I got two words for you. Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Impervious. Impervious to the powers of Coors Field, man. I don't recall seeing anything like that in a long, long time, if ever. Jesse, that was a lot of fun to watch.
It was incredible. And, you know, look, they've got other examples of guys, you know, putting up similar stat lines, although I don't think anybody ever had the exact stat line that he had last night. But it's like, you know, you watch enough baseball games here and you never ever expect that, and particularly, you know, for a guy with a couple of different breaking balls, you know, you figure, all right, like the slider ain't gonna slide as much, the curveball is not gonna curve as much, and we'll see how he goes about it. And then it was, you know, Tony and I were joking during the game, it was as if nobody told Dylan Cease, hey, it's not the same here. And then, you know, reading a little bit this morning, and I can't wait to go find him and talk to him this afternoon, you know, I guess he said, you know, in the bullpen for the game, he and Ruben were talking about it, and they said, all right, you know, this is going a little high, this is going a little low, so just adjust your sight, you know, just adjust your aim a little bit, and then it'll be fine. And apparently it was that simple. I know I'm making it probably sound easier than it actually was, but I've never seen a guy with his sort of repertoire go out there and pitch as normally as he did in that building. It was really incredible.
He's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, the comparison has been made a couple of times already. The right-handed Blake Snell, because he will gets a lot of swing and miss. He does walk some batters. Aesthetically, how would you compare the two?
Like, who's more handsome?
I don't know. Just from a baseball aesthetic standpoint.
I mean, the walks are, to me, walks are unaesthetic, right?
Yes. Correct.
So, you know, that's you're basically asking me who walks more guys. He didn't walk anybody last night.
That's amazing.
I mean, that was very aesthetically pleasing. You know, Blake Blake makes hitters look more foolish.
Correct.
I think than Cease does, because his breaking stuff is so absurd that, you know, he can get the best hitter in baseball to spin themselves around into the box. But I tell you what, Cease has got a little bit more surgeon to him, maybe. You know, and he just has gotten it done. Yeah, we said right at the start, he's got a little bit Blake in him. There's no question it's an apt comparison because, you know, from right side, it's a very similar thing with a lot of swing and miss. Like you said, there have historically been some walks there. But it's all I know is it's been really, really fun to watch.
Talking to our pal Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning, as we do every Tuesday and have for many, many years. Certainly appreciate your time. I know you're on the road in lovely Denver, Colorado, counting the hours until it's time to get back to the ballpark to see what the San Diego Padres will provide tonight. We were talking about it yesterday, Jesse. I look at this team right now at 13-12, and I go, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, like, it's pretty good. I don't feel terrible about this team. I think we were talking about aesthetics. Some of the aesthetics they've shown us early this season, it already surpasses, like, the entirety of last year for me in 25 games. It's crazy.
I agree with that. I think, you know, there is just such a different feel around the team, and it's totally different, right? I mean, you know, they're just, you know, the good thing in a weird way, right, is that, like, a good handful of the losses were ugly in that the defense or the base running or something like that, you know, was one of the key factors in the loss. And those are things that are fairly straightforward to fix and correct. And so we can sit here on April 23rd and be like, yeah, some of the base running's got to be cleaned up. Some of the defensive stuff has got to be cleaned up. I mean, remember, what, 2.5 weeks ago, everybody was worried about Ha-Seong Kim's defense. That's already gone away. Like, he switched back to his old glove, and now nobody's even thinking about Ha-Seong Kim having defensive struggles, including, most importantly, Ha-Seong Kim. And so, you know, that's stuff that, again, is like, that's a lot easier to address than a collective RISP slump, which is what we had last year. That's a lot easier to address than, you know, everybody tightening up in a big at bat late in the game, which seemed to be the case last year. So, like, the stuff that's quote unquote off so far this season, I think is, again, a lot, I never want to say easy, but a lot more straightforward to fix than a lot of the things that ailed the team last year. And that is great. And so, yeah, to be a game over right now, sort of hovering there, playing solid baseball, generally speaking, you know, I think there's like a real sense of like, all right, like, just don't let the thing get away. You know, don't let the thing spiral.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let's take it slow and steady for a while here. You know, we'll see where things are a little bit later on in the summer. And then, you know, you kind of take your whack at it. So it's been very watchable. It's been very fun. Look, we've been screaming from the rooftops since spring training. This is a good team. This is a good team. And I think that they're showing that they're a good team. And, you know, have they played like a great team yet? No.
No.
But that's okay. Fernando's putting up numbers, but he hasn't gone crazy yet. Manny hasn't gone crazy yet. Xander's still looking to find his footing. I mean, when those things start to happen, you know, they're going to be able to go on a little bit of a tear, and then it should be some fun.
Jesse, Robert Torres has done a great job stepping into Josh Hader's big shoes and got his eighth save last night, got that double play to end it after giving up a couple of hits. Threw 15 pitches, 13 strikes, but notably, not every single one of those 15 pitches was a fastball. Finally, for the first time, as you're calling the games, how aware were you of that streak of Suarez just going fastball, fastball, fastball? What, I think they said it was 69 straight fastballs before he finally mixed in a cutter or a changeup?
Changeup.
Changeup.
Yeah, he's doing bits.
It was a changeup. you know, it was a changeup last night. I think it was, you know, it's funny because, like, I've seen two different numbers. I think we had 75 straight going into the game yesterday. But, like, also, I didn't go back and actually count because I'm not.
It's a lot. Whatever it is, it was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, you know, really matter from that perspective. No, I mean, we were all over it. We've been all over it for probably the last three or four times he's pitched, because you just don't see stuff like that very often. I mean, we were kind of kicking it around with Mike Schilt before the game yesterday, like trying to think of other situations in which we've seen something like that. And I think, you know, Mike brought up probably the best example, which was Mariano Rivera with the cutter. You know, I mean, maybe like that's, you know, sort of the kind of thing you're thinking about, you know, when it comes to somebody just leaning on one pitch that way. It's pretty remarkable, you know, and it shows, like, in a way that sometimes things are a lot more simple than we make them in this game. And that's pretty much what Suarez has said after every game. You know, they'd ask him, hey, you only threw fastballs. He'd be like, it was working. You know, I mean, that was pretty much like he would almost shrug his shoulders at the question, like, why would I throw something other than a fastball? Nobody's getting on base. And like, that's great to hear. The reality is, for that position, right, you're going out there, you're being asked to get three outs. So if you only need the one pitch, go for it. You know, don't unnecessarily mix it up. But look, he's got the changeup, which is a really good pitch. He's got the slider, cutter, whatever it is, that he can use as well. And now, you know, we're back into the mode of like, all right, the guy getting into the box has to think about it. And it did appear yesterday the Rockies were not only aware of the fact that he had thrown however many consecutive fastballs, but also, you know, approaching it as if they were only going to see fastballs. So, you know, now that starts to happen, you know, you make a small tack, you know, the other way, and you mix it up a little bit. But it's been really cool to watch, just because it's been so effective and so simple. And it's one of those little things in baseball, man, that like we'll be talking about this in 3 years. You know, like, yeah. Hey, remember when Robert Suarez threw like 80 straight fastballs? It's just the craziest things happen in this sport. It's truly beautiful.
It is truly beautiful. And I've grown a lot, Jesse, as a man, because last night when Schilt went to the bench to bring in Tyler Wade and his 560 OPS, I was visibly shaken in my home and made a comment. My wife said, oh, you know what's going to happen. And sure enough, that handsome SOB rips one, you know, into the gap, and Padres win, proving, as usual, we know nothing. And Mike Schilt pushed the right button last night. That's got to feel good for him. But
what?
Go ahead.
What button did you want?
I don't know.
I asked the same question.
I don't know.
Limited buttons out there.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Grandpa's like in there, too, but he's
buttons,
a rookie.
Right?
I get it. I know.
You had three buttons. You stick with Eggy.
Yep.
You go to Wade or you go to Pauly. Wade's a contact guy. Pauly's kind of an all-or-nothing guy. The ball wasn't carrying last night. Wind was blowing in. And Eggy hasn't had a lot of success against right-handers. So, I mean, that's kind of an obvious one, right?
Yeah, it was more of like, we need a better bench, right? Like, I texted the guys, I said, first one off the bench, you know, and Ben and I had argued early in the season about, you know, getting a better and deeper bench. But this is what they have, and Schilt is using it. I mean, I'm admitting I'm a moron, but I'm saying I didn't tweet it for once. I would have looked like a buffoon. But it was just, it's been indicative of this team, of guys kind of stepping up when they need to and when called upon.
Yeah,
I think that's...
And I'll admit, I thought Jurickson and Profar bench, and that would give the Padres a deeper bench, and I don't think he's going to end up on the bench, Jesse. Yeah, he's getting more and more important, not less and less important as the season goes on.
I tell you what, you talk about the damnedest things, right? You know, I mean, the guy last year in Colorado, I mean, you look into some of the metrics. There was an argument to be made that last season as a Rocky, when all was said and done, when he was designated, Jurickson Profar was one of the least productive players in baseball. Like, truly, numerically, one of the least productive players in baseball. And he got to the Padres. He got hot. You know, it was 21 games that he was there. They went 16-5. And you sort of were able to make this, like, ha-ha argument that, like, oh, Profar's back and the Padres started playing better. But then, like, it's still going. And now you have to, you know, recognize, all right, there's something there. You know, there's something there for the team with him around. There's something certainly there for him, you know, being in that clubhouse, in that uniform, in this environment, that is real. And that is a brilliantly bright example of how, you know, every time we're all playing armchair GM every winter or every trade deadline.
Or every game.
It's not just about like how or every game, how a guy is hitting or whatever. I mean, there is so much more that goes into it. And sometimes you don't know that's going to go that way. Like, you know, when you went out and you got Brandon Drury 2 years ago, you didn't know, right? Like, he was having the best time of his year, you know, before the Padres went out and acquired him. But that didn't mean that it was going to necessarily continue. How many times have you brought in Adam Frazier? He comes in, he was brutal with the Padres.
Terrible.
But he was having a great season. He was having a great season. So it's not as simple as a guy is having a good year and it's going to continue after a trade. you know, sometimes there is more going on. And we saw that with Blake, you know, getting comfortable and taking a long time to sort of feel, you know, settled in San Diego. I mean, these are the things that I imagine keep every general manager up at night, because you would love to just pull up all the numbers, you know, and make like a cold, calculated sort of baseball decision. That is not how this works. These are human beings. They are not robots on spreadsheets. And, you know, that kind of stuff truly matters. Understandably, for some guys more than others, you know, you got your robot dudes. Like, if Mike Trout got traded tomorrow to the Reds, he'd still mash. You know, you're not worried about that. But for a lot of guys, you know, I mean, it's a big part of it.
And maybe mark it down as another Scott Boras kind of error in the last couple of years, and even kind of letting him go. He could have stayed. Profar could have stayed with the Padres on his option. Chose to opt out, ended up in Colorado. Probably hurt everybody, Jesse, in the long run, missing Jurickson last year, not having him on the team for so long. And Jurickson, obviously, as you said, did not fare that well in Colorado. Quickly, before we get to the Incorporator, we got Michael King again tonight. And, you know, to hope among hope that he can string together a second straight great outing like his last one and follow up what Dylan Cease did last night.
He's been a lot of fun to watch. I mean, there's going to come a point, by the way, where everybody's going to have to acknowledge that they've brought in some ridiculous starting pitching the last few years. You know, I mean, like the moves that they have made going back to that offseason, you know, when they acquired Snell and Darvish and Musgrove, but like Waka and Lugo last year, Cease and King this year. I mean, I know it's only April and blah, 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 but like they're nailing these ones, man. They are nailing these acquisitions. And, you know, I mean, we usually as fans, you know, talk about front office decisions when things are going badly. So let's just throw that out there.
100%.
You know, the starting pitching that has been acquired the last few years has been absolutely incredible.
Bullpen this year as well. Just rounded, absolutely rounding into shape. Eniel De Los Santos and Wandy Peralta and Yuki Matsui and Robert Suarez. You take those four against anyone. I mean, really, they're right there. And they, a little bit of a scuffle out of the gate, but that's to be expected. And so far, you know, there's some real defined roles. It's really fun to watch. You feel good when they come in.
All right, back on radio this week for the Incorporator. 5:40 first pitch tonight, and Pauly has got it loaded and locked. Or locked and loaded for you here, Jesse.
Right.
Snollygoster.
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 It's a shrewd, unprincipled person.
Wow, that's great.
I don't know anyone that's a snollygoster. All my friends are not shrewd, and they have principles. Okay? Snollygoster.
You want principled friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Look, you hang out with a snollygoster and people are going to judge you, so I understand.
Bad things happen.
It's like villain of a lot of, you know, cartoons.
Snollygoster.
Snollygoster.
It's a great word to hear in a baseball broadcast. I look forward to hearing it, Jesse.
Sounds like, I mean, could be like a hit. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, like a duck fart.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's a snollygoster.
Yeah.
Did I say fart?
Ripped it down the right field line. Yeah.
Snollygoster.
That would be
Tyler Wade in the bench.
Yes.
That wouldn't be the most creative way to use it. I mean, obviously, it would be effective. I'd like to see the actual usage come out, though, tonight.
Look, I'm Ben, when you texted me a couple of weeks ago breaking down the different incorporator strategies, I laughed so hard. So for you
You missed this?
I told you this.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, yeah, we did this.
We talked about it.
Okay. I will use the dictionary definition meaning of snollygoster tonight. I will give you a literal usage this evening just for you.
Thank you very much. You can catch Jesse again tonight, 4:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show, 5:40 first pitch. Jesse, enjoy the thin air of Denver for another few days.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, incorporator tonight. Snollygoster is the word, yeah.
Somebody in the chat had recommended it, and I forgot who you are, and I apologize. You know who you are.
They know who they are.
Yep, good job.
That's all that really
Snollygoster.
Love it.
That's a funny sounding one.
Yeah, I like the funny sounding.
Yeah, we also have the different incorporator words. Some are just funny sounding. Some are like challenging definitions.
Yeah.
This one's more of a funny sounding one.
You forgot about this? He texted Jesse and was like all the different ways.
There's the long setup where he's like tells a story
to
get to it.
Apologize, Jesse.
There's the crime of opportunity where he just finds a way to sneak it in because, you know, the conversation has gone in an interesting direction.
Yeah, I think I remember us talking about it. I don't remember texting him and bothering that man.
Yeah, I did.
Who does nothing but give us his time.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently enjoyed it. So, and then there's the true incorporator where it actually fits like somehow in the baseball broadcast. The most rare of the Incorporator usages. All right, we got 1 hour to go. Paulie's going to give us some headlines, Rondell Report stuff we haven't gotten to yet. Ben Woods continuing in a moment here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.